Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Today, we're talking about pickle juice.
Look at me, Morty. I'm Pickle Rick.
All jokes aside, this topic needs to seriously be covered because it's very, very kind of trendy in some capacity in the current kind of state of affairs with sports, because I was just watching the Australian Open just recently here in Australia, and there was a lot more mention than usual of the use of pickle juice, because a lot of the athletes were experiencing the hardships of training and playing in the heat and the very harsh conditions here in Australia that we had over the summer. And therefore, they were getting a lot of issues from a performance perspective, so to speak. And that is why there was mention of the use of pickle juice. So I was like, wait a minute, let's talk about this. Let's look at the science. Let's see if it's actually saying that's worth consideration, or if it's just another fad that, you know, athletes have become victims of. So without further ado, let's get into that topic. So pickle juice, what is it? I mean, what is pickle juice? Oh, it's pretty much what it sounds like. It's literally the juice that's left over from a pickle jar. I'm sure that there's ways that you can buy it more commercially, but really that's what it is, okay? You eat all your pickles, you have the jar with the pickle juice left, and then you use that as your pickle juice. That's essentially what it is. So it's the vinegary, pickly liquid that's left over after you finish your pickles. But what is the proposed function of pickle juice in sports? That's what I'm going to explain today. And there's two main ones that is the reason that athletes use it. But there's one also that I'm just going to share because there has been mention of it. Okay, so the first one is muscle cramp treatment. Essentially, the biggest kind of reason that athletes are using pickle juice, the main proposed benefit is that it helps with muscle cramping. So there's a lot of discussions back in the day of, you know, oh, you got to take magnesium for muscle cramps. Then it started shifting to, oh, actually pickle juice could be helpful for this. But yeah, muscle cramp management is kind of the main thing that they look at when they look at pickle juice. And in studies that have looked at this, especially in dehydrated men, for example, they found that even just a third of a cup of pickle juice is all it took to give this effect on the athlete. So yeah, it's very, very interesting, but it's, you know, there's some proposed kind of mechanisms as to why this is happening. We'll talk about that in a second, but essentially it suggested that the vinegar is the reason, and something to do with the stopping of signals that helps keep muscles from cramping. But that's the main one. The second one is helps with hydration. Now there's two ways that this is done. One, well, it's a liquid, so to some form, it can give you hydration, although there is vinegar there as well. But also, because it's got all that salt, because it's got all that electrolytes, it also helps with hydration and replenishing liquids and replenishing electrolytes during a very hard session. So, for example, if we look at the tennis, some of those players are playing like 3 hours, 4 hours, running in the heat, okay? Anaerobic type exercise mixed with aerobic exercise. So we're talking a lot of potential sweating. And because of that, having something like pickle juice can obviously replenish the electrolytes and it can replenish the hydration to some degree. But namely, like I said, it was used for the management of muscle cramps, because there was a couple of instances this Australian Open that I've seen where the cramping was an issue. But this is not the only sport. I'm just using this as a very recent example of what made me do this episode. But pickle juice is used in athletes all across the world in all across the different disciplines. So keep that in mind. And then the third thing that I said I was going to share is there is some mention that maybe it's because also it gives some antioxidants, okay, that drinking pickle juice gives you some antioxidants, namely vitamin C and vitamin E. I mean, I haven't looked into it that much. It's not really the typical reason people are using pickle juice, so I didn't really bother to kind of look into it as much as, you know, the other ones. But it's just something that has been mentioned that it could be something that's giving athletes a bit of antioxidants, which is never a bad thing if that technically is true. So yeah. Those are the three kind of proposed benefits for the athlete specifically. There are others, obviously, that are not related to sports, which we're not going to cover today. But yeah, think the big two: muscle cramp management and helping with hydration and electrolytes. That's the kind of reason. Now, the helping of hydration and electrolytes, just knowing the science behind sports nutrition, you can see why it makes sense. So we're not even going to be looking at the science for that. That side of things makes sense. But then you got to go, is that the most is that the most palatable and efficient way to get your hydration in? There are a lot better options. So you wouldn't want to solely use pickle juice for that reason. You'd want to be wanting to determine, is it actually helping with muscle cramps? And then as a secondary thing, it helps your hydration. That's what we need to determine. So let's explore the science. Let's look at the actual evidence to see if it supports the use of pickle juice. Namely, like I said, in terms of muscle cramp treatment, helping athletes not cramp up as much. Is there science behind this quite robust, or is it something that's not really there? Let's get into it. So honestly, as a whole, and we'll go into more specific details, but as a whole, right now, pickle juice and the treatment of muscle cramps is honestly more of a watch this space. It's a kind of like, there's some promising evidence to show that there is potential link. It's definitely where more research needs to be done. But like I said, it's showing promise, therefore it's a watch this space. That is kind of the overall gist of where the science is when it comes to pickle juice and muscle cramps. But the general belief, as I have said, is that the vinegar is what helps with the cramps. And all the research so far is supportive of this. Okay, and it's, like I say, it's showing promise. So we're positive that it's likely there is some link. It's just that we need technically more studies to be done to determine the actual effect and to really determine the extent of the effect as well. So while it hasn't been proven yet exactly, researchers, okay, they look at that maybe that the pickle juice may help cramps by actually triggering muscular reflexes, they say, when the liquid contacts the back of the throat. Okay, so saying about the pickle juice, the vinegar, it triggers muscular reflexes when that liquid contacts the back of your throat. And this reflex in turn shuts down apparently the misfiring of neurons in muscles all over your body. And therefore, you know, quote unquote, turns off the cramping feeling. And it, like I said, it's thought that this is the vinegar in effect, okay? That the vinegar content in pickle juice is what does this. So yeah, there is definitely some evidence to suggest that there is likely a link here. It does definitely evidence to suggest that it's vinegar related. And it's definitely suggested that it directly does help with the cramping feeling. It's just that technically we do need to watch the space more. We do need some more science to back it up. Because the science right now, okay, the science as we stand right now, it's not as robust as we'd want it to be to really conclusively say. Okay, because I guess the best way to say it is the science is, it's a bit unclear just yet. Because some athletes, they swear by it. They say, no, it definitely helps. And who am I to say that it doesn't, okay? At the end of the day, there is still enough promise in the research to suggest that there is some kind of link. And if it helps, it's a very inexpensive and, you know, it's not harmful. Not necessarily, it's not a harmful way of doing it. So if it helps the cramps, it helps the cramps. But it's definitely an interesting topic. It's definitely something that I'll be looking into when, you know, in terms of watch this space to really see where the research takes it. So yeah, that's the proposed benefit. So is it worth looking into? Honestly, with all things considered, yeah, I would say it is. It's shown promise. Like I said, I keep saying it's shown promise. It's shown promise. The research is getting better for it. It's just that we technically just need more research to show how clear it is to us. But yeah, it's definitely something that I would consider using because it's inexpensive. Like I've literally got a jar in my fridge right now. Because of this reason, because of looking into pickle juice. I was like, hey, let's keep the pickle juice and then we'll try it. So I've got like a pickle juice jar in my fridge right now for this reason as well. So it's definitely saying that, you know, if you want to try it out, if you're prone to cramping, if you're finding that you're having issues training in the heat, try it out and see, okay? Try it out and see. It may actually be helpful for you. And so, yeah, I'm really curious to see where the research takes this because it's showing that it is supportive to some degree and I personally am optimistic we're going to find that it does help, okay? I'm going to be optimistic about that. So now, with that said, me telling you, yeah, try it, you know, give it a go. What is the general regimen, okay? How much pickle juice should you be using? Well, I mentioned that they used a third of a cup in research in the past, but in studies where pickle juice was effective for muscle cramps, they found that about 1 milliliter, look at me mucking things up, 1 milliliter, okay? Milliliter, I don't know where my mind was taking me, so 1 milliliter per kilogram of body weight. Okay. So researchers have found that 1 milliliter per kilogram of body weight was generally how much was to be effective for muscle cramp management. But they have found with just a third of a cup being used. So you can just work it out for whatever yours is. and go from there. But that's the general regimen. So yeah, go give it a go if you're prone to cramping. If you're not prone to cramping, then you might not even see the effect. And I mean, you can use a hydration, but you know, I know much more and many more hydration solutions that taste better than pickle juice. So it's up to you. But if you're prone to cramping, give it a go and let me know. I'm actually curious. Send me a message and let me know, did it actually work for you? Very interesting topic. Curious to see where it goes. I'm optimistic about it. As I've said, it's showing promise, and the researchers are being supported that it's likely is some link there. But like with nutrition science, there's always a bit of that watch this space, because you just never know where the research takes you. Okay, so that's basically it. That's pickle juice in a nutshell. It's definitely something that is worth consideration. It's not some weird fad. It's not something that's complete BS. It's not something where people are trying to do it to earn a bunch of money from athletes. It's honestly something that's so inexpensive. You just get it from your pickles. And yeah, go give it a go. See how it kind of works for you. And let me know, okay? Send me a message and let me know. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. It was a really fun one to research for you. And yeah, I'll be curious to see if it's actually going to be something that helps you elevate your peak. Now, if you've got any questions regarding this, let me know. Send me a message or send me an email, whatever you want, and let me know what your question is, and I'll help you out. If you want to work with me though, okay, if you want to work with me one-on-one for me to be your sports dietitian, well, happy to chat. Let's have a chat and see if we're a good fit to work together. Just send me an email with the word peak, then I'll know what you're talking about. Or just send me a DM on Instagram at the Climbing Dietitian and just tell me what you are looking to get out of coaching, and we can go from there. But until next time, stay classy. I'll see you again. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast, so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials, where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.